Well, hello everybody. My name is Jess Smith, and I'd like to welcome you to a guided install of MobileSpeak Smartphone. There have been several reviews of MobileSpeak up on Blind Cool Tech. There was one by Earl Harrison demonstrating the features of MobileSpeak Smartphone. There was one by Matt Roberts who demonstrated how to install MobileSpeak for Symbian phones. And so I thought, as a courtesy to those that were on the MobileSpeak smartphone mailing list, who maybe needed some help learning how to install MobileSpeak smartphone, I thought, well, I'll go ahead and take them through how to install MobileSpeak smartphone. Code Factory have done a wonderful job with the installation. You can choose to install it via the phone. So you would answer the phone. You basically would start the installation on your PC and then finish it on the phone. The phone would ask you where you wanted to store MobileSpeak smartphone. Did you want to store it on a memory card or in the phone's internal memory and stuff like that. However, Code Factory has made an install where you can install the product all the way from the PC. You don't have to answer any questions or any prompts on the phone. All you have to do is make sure that your phone is connected to your PC via ActiveSync. Then everything should go smoothly. And also, I'd like to say one thing about licensing as well. Code Factory have implemented a user-centered licensing system where instead of a product being licensed to a certain device, all the products that you've purchased from Code Factory or from one of their dealers actually belong to you as the user. You are given an 8-character user ID, and all the products that you purchased, whether it be MobileSpeak, MobileGeo, will fall under that user ID. And the great thing about the remote activation wizard is that you can transfer your products from one device to another. If you have a Motorola Q like I do, and you decide you want to switch phones to a Pantech Duo or something, you can very easily transfer your activations from the Motorola Q to the Pantech. If you have bought a license for Acapella Heather and one for U.S. English Phonics, let's say you want to try out Heather on the Pantech. All you have to do is transfer your activation of Heather to the Pantech, and you can have one phone that has MobileSpeak smartphone with Phonics on it, and you can have the other phone that has Heather on there. So it's quite nice. You're not limited by only being restricted to using one device. So let's go ahead and get started with the installation. I am using Eloquence for this. I have it slowed down quite a bit. Hopefully everybody can cope with it. I know it's probably going to be a little bit too slow for most of us, but I hope that you'll be able to bear with it. So let me go ahead and get into my directory that has the MobileSpeak smartphone installation in it.
MSS Setup Phonics US English Multivoice Smartphone 20178. List view. MSS Setup Phonics US English Multivoice Smartphone 20178X.
That is the installation. However, if we go up,
MSS and MMS Quick Start Guide, HTM.
That is the MSS and MMS Quick Start Guide. MobileSpeak smartphone comes with mobile magnifier. And so you can choose to install that. You can choose to leave that off. You know, so you have a lot of flexibility here. And the Quick Start Guide is something I really recommend that people read before they attempt this. We're going to go down to the executable here.
MSS Setup Phonics US English Multivoice Smartphone 20178.
And we're going to press enter.
Open file. Security warning dialog. The publisher could not be verified. Are you sure you want to run this software?
Okay. And of course, Windows is asking me, do I really want to run this software? And I'm going to press Alt-R to indicate that I do want to run it.
List view. MSS setup phone XUS English multi-voice smartphone 20178. X2 of 2.
And for some reason, Windows didn't put me in the application right away. I'm still in the directory where I have my quick start guide and then the application. So I'm going to press Alt F4.
Mobile speak smartphone phone XUS English multi-voice setup dialog. Press page down to see the rest of the agreement. Read only edit.
Okay, and one thing that you will notice is that unlike most applications where you activate the setup program, the setup program will confirm for you, okay, you're about to install this and this. If you want to continue, press next. If you don't, click cancel. Once you press next, then it will come up with its license agreement, and everything will be pretty straightforward from there. As soon as you press enter on this setup program, it will come up with the license agreement. So that's a real time saver for me. And I'm going to tab to the I agree button, and I'm going to press the space bar.
Standard installation install speech and optional components radio button check 1 of 3.
Now, we have three radio buttons here, and this deals with how do we want to install Mobile Speak smartphone. So you've got the first choice, which is the standard install, but the next two radio buttons that are down from this assume that you've already got Mobile Speak installed. So we're going to go down.
Install screen magnification only radio button not checked.
Install screen magnification only, and we don't want that because I'm a totally blind user.
Install additional voice only radio button checked.
And install additional voice only. Now, one thing that's pretty cool about Mobile Speak smartphone is that each voice that you download has its own installation program. And so if you went ahead and purchased a license for Acapella Heather and you didn't purchase a license for Phonics, basically, you would just go into the appropriate setup program for the voice you wanted to install, and then you would down arrow to the radio button that says install additional voice, and you would press the next button and proceed with the installation. However, in our case, we want the first radio button, so we're going to up arrow twice.
Install screen magnification only radio button not checked. Standard installation install speech and optional components radio button checked.
And that's the radio button that we want, so we're going to press the next button.
Next button. Speech required for new installations checkbox checked.
Now, you have a couple of optional components here. You've got three checkboxes that tell the setup program what you want installed. The speech engine, that's pretty obvious, and it's required for new installations. You can't install a Mobile Speak smartphone without installing a speech engine, because you know the speech engine is actually part of the setup program. So anyway, we're gonna tab.
Screen magnification checkbox not checked.
Screen magnification. Now this is off by default. And so if you just wanted to, if you wanted to install this in addition to the voice, you would just press the space bar to check it.
Checked.
And if you wanted to get rid of it again, like I'm going to, you press the space bar again.
Not checked.
And if we tab, we'll get to the last option, which is
Braille support checkbox checked.
Braille support. This basically installs the drivers for the Braille displays that Mobile Speak smartphone supports. And you can, again, uncheck this.
Not checked.
If you're not a Braille reader, and you know that you're never going to be interested in having the Braille display, then don't check this. Although, the Braille support really doesn't take up a lot of memory on your memory card or on your phone. So I would just go ahead and leave it on. But that's just me. Again, you do what you want to do. So we're going to click the next button.
Back button. Next button. Edit. Gram files / mobiles.
And this is basically doing like any other typical install. It's asking us where we want to put the program files. And this is for the PC. And I would recommend just leaving the defaults.
Browse button. Back button. Next button. Next button.
Okay. And we're going to press enter here.
Set speaker volume to maximum. Checkbox not checked.
You got two choices here, and by default, neither one of them are checked. Set speaker volume to maximum. Basically, what that will do is you have essentially two volume controls on your phone. You've got the mumble speak volume, and then you've got your system volume. And the mumble speak volume, I found that if you set that to the maximum, the speech is awful. So I'm going to leave that unchecked, and we're going to tab and see what else we've got.
Enable keypad sounds, checkbox not checked.
Enable keypad sounds. This basically says, do you want touch tones to be played to you while you're making a call? And I don't, because they're already played to me while I'm on a call, and I've come to know my phone well enough that I don't need them to be played. But again, this is a personal preference thing. So we're going to press the tab key. And the next two choices are very important.
Install MobileSpeak smartphone remotely from the PC without answering prompts on the device recommended radio button checked.
Okay. Install MobileSpeak on the PC without answering prompts on the device. I strongly recommend that you leave this option alone. And it even says on there, Code Factory recommends this. Basically, this will do what I described earlier. Whatever prompts would be on the phone, it will ask you that on the PC, and then we'll go ahead and make the choice on the phone for you. Of course, if you hit the down arrow, you've got another choice, which is
install MobileSpeak smartphone like other third-party applications and finish the installation on the device may require sighted help radio button checked.
Okay, that's obvious. You'll finish it on the device, and you might need sighted help with that. So I'd recommend just going back up to the first option.
Install MobileSpeak smartphone remotely from the PC without answering prompts on the device.
And we're going to press tab.
Install button.
And we've got the install button. Now, when I hit spacebar on this, it is going to come up with the remote activation wizard. And I'll give you a tour of that here. We'll press the install button.
Remote activation wizard. One heading and three links. Code Factory graphic. Code Factory remote activation wizard. Welcome to the remote activation wizard. Thank you for choosing Code Factory products to access your mobile device. The remote activation wizard enables you to activate a Code Factory screen reader, screen magnifier, or add-on for a supported mobile device directly from your PC using that computer's internet connection. This means you can easily obtain a free 30-day trial license or activate Code Factory software with the full license you have purchased anytime and without help from Code Factory or its dealers. The wizard will guide you through the activation process. Please note that you can use the remote activation wizard to activate any of the following Code Factory mobile solutions. List of five items. MobileSpeak smartphone. MobileSpeak pocket mobile magnifier smartphone mobile magnifier pocket mobile geo list. And before continuing, please ensure that list of four items. 1. You have read our link licensing FAQ. 2. Your mobile device is connected to your PC and that a partnership has been established using ActiveSync or Windows Mobile Device Center. 3. The date and time on your computer is correctly set. 4. There are no firewalls that could interfere during the remote activation process. List end. Visited link. Click here to continue. Link. Click here to exit the remote activation wizard. Or just press Alt F4.
Okay. And as you heard, that help is very good. It explains everything. And I do want to caution you about one thing. Please make sure that the date and time on your phone, and for that matter on your PC, is set correctly. If you are trying out a Code Factory product and you find out that the date and time is wrong and you have to go back and reset it, the trial will expire. It'll expire immediately and there will be no chance of recovering it. So, by all means, make sure that the date and time on your device and your PC are correctly set. So, we're going to click the continue link here.
Two headings and no links. Getting information from your mobile device. Please wait while the remote activation wizard determines which Code Factory products are installed on your device. Graphic checking your device.
Okay, and as it said, it's gonna see what products I've registered and I've bought licenses for. It takes a minute, and it should be
one
just...
heading and two links. What would you like to do? Unlike most software for Windows mobile devices, Code Factory products are licensed to a user, not to a specific mobile device. This means that you can use the product license you own on any device, freely transferring it to another mobile phone or PDA anytime. Link, click here to read more about licensing Code Factory products. Please select one of the following options. Radio button checked. I already have a user ID and want to use it to activate full and trial licenses for Code Factory software. Radio button not checked. I do not have a user ID but want to evaluate the Code Factory software for 30 days at no cost. Radio button not checked. I want to deactivate my user ID from the connected device in order to use the license on another device.
Okay, now the first of those three radio buttons there, I'm going to ultimately leave that enabled because I already have a user ID and I've already transferred all my activations there. But the next option is pretty cool. If I go down to the second radio button,
radio button not checked 2 of 3, I do not have a user ID but want to evaluate the Code Factory software for 30 days at no cost.
Let me go ahead and take you on a little tour of that screen. So we're going to pretend like we don't have a user ID and I just want to try out mobile speak. So we're going to select that.
I do not have a user ID but want to evaluate the Code Factory software for 30 days at no cost. Radio button checked.
Okay. And we're going to press the continue button.
Continue button, one heading and two links. User information in order to enrich your experience while evaluating our products. We would like to send you an email providing useful information. Please fill out the form below. Link, click here to read our privacy policy. Table with two columns and three rows. Email. Edit full name. Edit country. Edit table. And hundreds of people are already contributing to and benefiting from a fast-growing user community through our mailing lists. We strongly advise.
Okay, let me explore that table a little slower for you.
Email.
Now you've got the email.
Edit.
And you've got your edit field there, where you put in your address.
Full name. Edit.
And you would put in your full name there, or really you could put in any name that you'd like.
Country. Edit. Table end.
And if I read down, listen to the next paragraph.
Hundreds of people are already contributing to and benefiting from a fast-growing user community through our mailing lists. We strongly advise that you subscribe to the mailing list for the products you are evaluating so that you can ask questions, exchange ideas, and learn from the tips and experience of other Code Factory users.
What that will do is it's really cool. What it'll do is you tell Code Factory what products you're evaluating, and they will go ahead and subscribe you to that particular mailing list. Now, you can subscribe to the mailing list of your choice by going to the Code Factory website, but this is a really quick and painless way of doing it. I'm going to read down this page here because this is some very important information about the trial.
Note that the trial license for your device can only be activated once. It is strongly advised, therefore, that you install all the text-to-speech voices you wish to evaluate with our screen readers, as well as other components like the screen magnifier plugin if you want to try them out during the 30-day trial period. Continue button. Click visited link, go back.
Okay, and this is where you would put the continue button, but in this case, as I've already said, I have a user ID, so I'm going to click the go back link.
Visited link, go back. One heading and two links. What would you like to do? Unlike most software for Windows.
Okay, and we've been down this road before.
I already have a user ID and want to use it to activate full and trial licenses for Code Factory software. Radio button checked.
Okay, and every time you go back to this screen, it's going to default to that button. So it's basically going to assume that you already have a user ID and stuff.
I do not have a user continue button.
And we're going to click continue.
One heading and one link. What is your user ID? Please enter your user ID below. The user ID is an 8-character string that uniquely identifies you as a user of our software.
I'm going to go ahead and enter my user ID. And let me say one thing about the user ID. Code Factory generates that for you. You don't get to create it. And so I would recommend, if you're smart, that you write down that user ID and store it someplace. I've entered my user ID.
Continue button.
And I'm going to click the continue button.
Forms mode off, one heading and one link. Mobile device information. In order to activate the software, some information must first be retrieved from your device. Note that you will be able to view all the information collected from your device before it is sent to Code Factory servers. Before continuing, please ensure that list of three items. 1. Your mobile device is connected to your PC and that a partnership has been established using ActiveSync or Windows Mobile Device Center. 2. The date and time on your computer is correctly set. 3. There are no firewalls that could interfere during the remote activation process. List end. Please note that the radios on your mobile device, e.g. Bluetooth, may be automatically turned on in order to retrieve all the required information. Continue button. Link, go back.
I'm going to click the continue button.
two headings and no links. Gathering information from your mobile device. Please wait while the remote activation wizard collects all the necessary information that helps the Code Factory server identify your mobile device. Note that no information about your device is currently being sent to Code Factory. You will be able to view all information collected about your device before it leaves your computer. One heading and no links. Activation details. All the information required for product activation has been successfully gathered from your device. The list below shows the details about your mobile device that will be sent to Code Factory in order to complete the activation process. When you click on the continue button, the data will be sent to the Code Factory servers using your PC's internet connection.
Okay, and basically, the information that it has gathered and put in a little table is my user ID, the kind of device that I'm using, in this case a Motorola Q, what version of Windows Mobile I have, if it's 2005, 6.0, or whatever, and just other kinds of device information that's related to the hardware, and everything looks good. So we're going to hit the continue button, and now it is sending the data off.
One link. Product activation status. You have successfully completed the remote activation wizard. Please read the summary below to view all the product activations available using your user ID. Activations for connected device.
Okay, and right there shows the product activations, whether they're a trial or whether they are full.
Click here to exit remote activation wizard. Link.
And you've only got one link there, and that is to exit the remote activation wizard. And note that the program has not actually installed yet. If we click the exit link here.
Mobile speak smartphone phonics US English multi-voice setup dialog. Installation dialog. Please wait while the remote device is being configured. Installation dialog. Choose the location on your mobile device to which the Code Factory software will be installed. Combo box. Device 38.59 MB3.
Now, this is pretty straightforward. You can choose to install MobileSpeak smartphone on your phone's internal memory or on a memory card. If you don't have a memory card in your phone, then the internal memory is the only choice. And so I'm going to
OK button.
Press the OK button.
Installation dialog. Copying files to remote device. Cancel button.
And it's going ahead and installing the software. And while it's doing that, let me tell you what's going to happen. As soon as the product is installed, the device will shut itself off, and you'll hear the disconnecting sounds from Windows and ActiveSync and all that. And then it will automatically restart. Now, for most devices, the device will automatically restart. But in the case of the Motorola products, when you plug your phone into the USB port of your computer, in addition to being able to transfer files and being able to sync up your appointments and contacts and all that, you're actually able to charge the battery on your phone. And so we have to actually unplug the cable and then restart the phone. So, in just a minute, we'll hear the phone powering off. And we'll restart the phone, and hopefully, MobileSpeak will come up talking for us.
Close button.
Mobile device disconnected.
MobileSpeak smartphone phonics US English multi-voice setup dialog. Installation complete. Setup was completed successfully.
And that's it. As you heard, the phone had shut itself off, and you've heard that the PC has said that the installation was successful. I'm going to go ahead and press enter on the close button.
Desktop, folder view, list view, my documents.
And as you heard, the phone has shut itself off. I have it unplugged from the computer. And I'm now switching the phone back on. So in just a few minutes, in just a few seconds, we should hear MobileSpeak come up and start talking to us. We're waiting for the phone to boot up here.
Thank you. Display screen.
And now the last thing I'm going to show you on this podcast is how to check the status of your activated products from your device. Now to do that, I'm going to go to the Mobile Speak control panel. I'm going to press the home key.
Home.
And then I'm going to press W.
Control panel window list, run modes.
Okay, we're at modes. We need to right arrow.
Run restore defaults.
We're at restore defaults, and we need to press the down arrow key twice to get to the activation manager.
Three activation manager.
Okay, so we're highlighted on that, and when we press enter, Mobile Speak will tell us what activations we have and their status, whether it's a trial activation or a full. So let's press enter.
Activations window. The following list shows the code factory products installed on your device and their corresponding activation status. List, Mobile Speak Smartphone Phonics US English Poll activated.
Okay, that looks good. If your Mobile Speak had said trial, then it would have said trial and then days remaining 27 or something like that. Whenever a trial expires, you will still have a 10-minute demo mode, so that, you know, you can run Mobile Speak for 10 minutes at a time, and then you have to restart your phone. That is pretty much it, folks. Hopefully you have enjoyed this podcast. I certainly have enjoyed producing it for you. And let me go ahead right now and give you my contact information. Again, my name is Jess Smith, and my email address is jessman, J-E-S-M-A-N, 598 at triad, T-R-I-A-D, .rr.com. And that is also my Windows Live Messenger address, J-E-S-M-A-N, 598 at triad.com. Also, I am on Skype, and my Skype username is PianoMagic88, and that's all one word, PianoMagic, and the numbers 88. So, I look forward to comments, and I thank you for listening.